Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, y'all. This is Charity Daniels, and you are listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. You leave it right where it's at. You'd be glad you did.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. It's ostensible at this point that everything that comes from Biden and his bobblehead minions is completely destructive to our way of life. Are there any real solutions? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. Happy to be with you again, as always.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to have you back with us. And, well, it's clear everything this evil clown touches is, well, it blows up on us, a.k.a. the beginning of the bank failures that we're seeing now. Now, Paul, you always have solutions to the madness. Let's look at some, and these are brilliant plans, but I'd like to take them one by one. Our fellow Americans are languishing in barbaric conditions in a federal lockup in violation of the U.S. Constitution. Their due process has been robbed from them. You have formulated a plan with the Citizens Commission to Restore America called Operation Jericho. Would you share what the operation entails?
Sure, I'd be happy to. About 3 weeks ago, I was asked by a associate in the media business if I would talk to the detainees in the D.C. detention center, the January Sixers, and I said I would be happy to. I spent an hour, Andre, talking to four individuals, Marines and Army veterans. They told me stories you wouldn't believe. They asked of me, please go to Congress, please have Congress subpoena us so that we can go in front of the hearings, in front of, say, the Judicial Committee, so the American people and Congress can hear our side of the story. They have not been given due process. Even sending some of these to federal penitentiaries now after they've gone through a trial in the D.C. area. And they told me the juries have been basically filled with deep staters, anti-white, anti-whatever you want to call it today, extremists, and that these juries found them guilty before they even went in. And even some of the jurors on the Marine went before them, they gave them the finger. The jurors gave these individuals the finger as they were leaving the courtroom.
But isn't that a bias right there? The fact that they did that? That's a bias.
Yeah
they should have been thrown off the jury for that.
Well, certainly, but they don't care. They violated the Sixth Amendment to the nth degree. And all these inmates want to be heard, their side of the story. And we've seen what's been released on the tapes to Tucker Carlson. We know it's been a total fraud, a total sham setup. And these people that were in the January 6th committee hearings, you know who they are, these left-wing Democrats. They should be held accountable, and they should be charged with violations, fraud, and so on. Nothing's been done so far, but I'm happy that Chairman McCarthy is getting these tapes out now, and it coincides with Operation Jericho. But now I understand, Audrey, that Operation Jericho now is in front of Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs at Judiciary, and hopefully they're going to push forward to have these individuals appear.
Well, it seems, Paul, that they even have support now from Elon Musk, because he's pushing for the one that you had that, suddenly his name escapes me, but the one that they were calling the QAnon shaman. He was a Navy veteran.
Yeah, Shansby.
Yes, that's it. Well, they forced him, pressured him to sign a plea deal for something he didn't do. But they were basing all this on the fact that they had exculpatory evidence and they were holding it from him, which is illegal. So shouldn't Elon Musk wants to see him released?
Absolutely. They all need to be released. It's a total sham. And it was infiltrated by FBI agents inside. All the way to Nancy Pelosi. This was a total setup. And we need these people released immediately from prison.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
It's horrible. We may have up to 750, 800 people still out there that could be arrested by the FBI.
Oh, that's what they plan. I know that. Now, you mentioned that it's going to be before Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Have you been given any vocal support by the GOP and the House on this plan to make up for the fact that they failed to stop this travesty of justice in the first place? Because they were silent during this whole thing, weren't they?
No, I've gotten no feedback except from my representative, Matt Rosendale, who said, I took it, what you gave me on Jericho, and I presented it to Judiciary. So we're waiting for them to do something. Now, I did see a release yesterday. There is a group going over to the D.C. gulag, but that's fine. That's a press type of thing, you know?
It's a photo op, yeah.
What are they going to do about that? Getting in the press and say, oh, this is an injustice and so on, is going to do nothing.
Yeah.
We've got to get them in front of Congress. And they've got to be released from captivity.
What's really disturbing me is the fact that these are the GOP voters, okay? And they don't seem to give a hoot for some reason. And for them to even speak up now, and that's, as you just said, they just kind of flap their lips and they're really not getting anything done. Now, I'm fine with all these investigations, but what are they going to culminate in? Either they get released because this is a violation of their constitutional rights, or this is whole thing is a fraud.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. They need to be released. But all your listeners can go to the standupamericaus.org website, and the videos are on there, my 30-minute discussion with these inmates inside the gulag. It's all there. It's on the video, and I'd like everybody to share that with the American people. I'm also setting up a Give, Send, Go fund for legal support, and they can go to Give, Send, Go, Operation Jericho, and make their contributions and donations to help these detainees in their legal process.
Yes. Now, we can't forget, of course, the border, which you and I have been discussing in segments for some time. You also have a plan to address it's really a catastrophe at the border, especially concerning the cartels. This is called Operation Sinaloa, of course, after one of the cartels. Would you share about that operation with us?
Well, it's so frustrating, Audrey. I wrote a border plan for Trump in 2017, sent it to him, that we cannot only play defense along the border with walls and so on, but we have to go on the offense. We've got to go into the nest of the cartels where the factories are, where they run their international operations from, and they need to be destroyed. This is a military operation. So, Audrey, as you know, the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, we've been ahead of these issues for years now until everybody catches up to us. Thank goodness we have great analysts and intelligence operatives that provide us good information. But this, the Defense Department needs to get off their derriere and mount a special operations mission, joint Air Force, Army, Marines, SEALs, Delta Force, Rangers, and so on. Because with a joint operation, we can take the cartels down in seven days. In addition, the Department of Treasury needs to shut down their financial flow of currency through around the world that goes from China, that goes to the cartels, goes up to Canada. And China is in bed with the cartels, as you know, providing most of what they need for the fentanyl production. I mean, we're losing over 100,000 Americans a year at a greater rate than we lost in World War II on an annual basis.
Yeah, of course, that you're reporting it, but unfortunately, the media still continues down this road of Democrat propaganda. And I don't think that we really understand, and even though we've talked about it, I don't think that the listeners and their friends and relatives understand, or their neighbors don't understand exactly what's going on here with the cartels. According to Victor Avila, a former ICE special agent, he said they are in every state and they are organizing for those that they... Yeah, go, why don't you share about that too?
They have paid agents in every major city that recruit in that local area, for example, New York, the Bronx, Brooklyn, and so on, in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Dallas. And they set up a network there where they also track all the illegals coming across that owe them money to pay for their transit from Mexico into the United States, but also tracks the distribution of the fentanyl and other opioids. And then we've tracked back also through a gentleman in Arizona that tracked back the cartels even flowing money into elections as they did with Katie Hobbs in Arizona.
And so we're sure you heard about, there was a lot going on over the border, over our border, and also over the Mexican border with the cartels, where it came to some being killed recently at the same time as there were three women who were going across the border. This is insane, for cosmetic surgery, and they got kidnapped by the cartels.
Yes, and two of the individuals were killed, two of the men. The women were going over for a tummy tuck. And then we have now three steel women that are unaccounted for that are in Mexico. We don't know where they are. Now, the cartels are smart, Audrey. They leave the destination resorts alone because that's money that goes into their pockets from the hotel owners for protection and all that.
Right.
And so basically they say, okay, you can come down and go to the resorts. They're safe and all that. Mexican president said yesterday, Mexico's safer than the United States. Well, he may not be wrong, but he's on the cartel pace. So he's not going to do anything. But I would advise no one go to Mexico.
Yeah, don't go for vacation. Definitely don't go for what these women went for. I mean, that is beyond insane at this point. You have to be living under a rock somewhere if you don't know what's going on at the border.
Exactly.
Right. We have discussed before about how well equipped and well organized the cartels are. Can you, because they're not just a couple of guys hanging out over here with a gun, or no, they're like militaristic, aren't they?
Oh, they're militarized. They have better equipment, guns, ammunition, missile, rocket, shoulder-launched missiles, man pads, they call them. They have helicopters. They have these armored vehicles. They are better equipped than the Mexican army as far as equipment. Now, they made $13.5 billion last year. They can pay for anything they want.
And, of course, I'm sure that the CCP is happy to accommodate them. Am I right?
Well, yeah, sure. And, of course, you can go on the in the arms market anywhere worldwide. They're even buying some of the equipment, some of these entities. I'm not saying just the cartels, per se, but they're buying the equipment that we left at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Much of that equipment's on the open market now.
This is unbelievable. And they're ignoring it, acting as if it's not. I mean, all you're getting from this bobblehead is that, I'm talking about Biden, is that, oh, yeah, they don't mention the cartels. Forget the cartels. They don't even have the right information on fentanyl. They just throw out whatever is the top of their head, and that's not much. But they keep saying that the border is safe. It's safe there. It's not. There's the violence that's being reported by actual people who are watching it, like yourself, like Victor Avila, there's, and in the Border Patrol agents, is that's not getting through anywhere. They are, Mayorkas, all of them are ignoring this, aren't they?
Well, sure, but it's intentional. Many of them are on the payroll of the Chinese Communist Party and the cartels. But we have got to do something. The generals and admirals need to take this on immediately, conduct an operation to take down the cartels.
Yeah.
You hear a number of congressmen getting up, well, we can't cross the border. That would be a cross-border operation. And so I come back to them. I say, what do you think Vietnam was? What do you think Iran was? Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, cross-border operations. Give me a break. We're dumping and wasting so much money into Ukraine right now that should be going to protect our borders.
Well, of course. Well, of course. Actually, talking about those flag officers, which are an embarrassment, I wanted to discuss an issue that was brought to my attention. Thanks to you and your hard work on the issue of vax mandates, and not just the academies, but just the military, it was finally dropped. But, this is a big but, it is now reported by Breitbart that the Pentagon is ignoring that directive from Congress and plans to kick 16,000 troops out of the military still at this point for refusing the experimental jab. Now, first, this is outrageous. And second, the recruitment and re-upping is in the toilet right now. So how can they do this, and why would they do this?
Well, there's a couple things involved here. The re-enlistments are down, okay? Recruiting is down. They came out with a report last week that 70% of the people even being recruited can't pass the physicals because of obesity.
Oh, my gosh.
Of our young men and women are obese. They can't even pass the physical requirements to get in. That's what they put out last week. But I had not heard about this latest report that you just mentioned. They said that they were going to actually bring on back to active duty many of the individuals that were released because they refused the vaccine, but they weren't going to pay them any back pay. So, I mean, it is a conundrum there at the Defense Department. Nobody has confidence that our generals and admirals can win any kind of a war. And many of them are guilty of treason like Milley.
Well, yeah. And I got to say, I know that Alan West had known, it wasn't friends with, but he knew Austin, and he was shocked by how he just collapsed right into their machination. What happened to him?
He's totally inept. He's totally inept.
Actually, being kind when you say that. Look at he is a leader of. And to think at this point when, first of all, should there have been a vax mandate on the military when this was experimental? I mean, wasn't that wrong in the first place?
Absolutely. It was a violation of the Nuremberg Codes of 1947. Experimental drugs cannot be used on any human. So they violated that right from the beginning. But they bought into the whole Biden and Fauci thing, and Trump was taken. He was, I won't say he was naive, but he had confidence in Fauci and the CDC. And he initially accepted all of that, and should have been a more in-depth analysis at that time when Trump was there. But anyhow, that was a carryover there into Biden on the masking and mandatory vaccines. And we have pilots dying now of heart attacks. We have athletes dying. I mean, we have more deaths now from the vaccine and boosters than we did when the initial COVID came out.
And this, of course, this regime is ignoring all of that as if it's not happening at all. But the military, I mean, it seems as if this is a concerted effort to destroy our military so we have no protection.
Well, again, that's treason. And if that's occurring, that is treason. Aiding and abetting enemies of the United States. Aiding and abetting is treasonous under the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Aren't there any flag officers left in the military that know this is wrong and will stand up? There's not one?
We have not found one. General Boykin and I, General McInerney, we have looked into this. We can't find one brigadier, major general, lieutenant general, full general, admirals that have stood up to anything. We had Colonel Lomar, lieutenant colonel, and a couple majors. That's the rank. We never even had a full colonel stand up, an 06 stand up. None of them. They're cowards. They're not warriors. And they've affected what's happening in our academies.
And did they drop the vax mandate there?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Department of Defense dropped it a couple months ago.
They did. So what about those that were kicked out because of that? Are they going to welcome them back in?
Well, they said they would. I haven't heard much about it, but they're not going to pay them any back pay. The cadets and midshipmen that were released out of the academies, I haven't heard they're going to call them back. And that needs to be done because it's an injustice to these young men and women. But here, Audrey, the American families don't have confidence enough to say, I'm proud of my young man going into the Marines, into the Army, into the Air Force, the Navy. So you've got that now that you have the people of America don't trust our military. Why would they trust their sons and daughters to go in?
Well, that's true. I've heard a lot of veterans say that they're heartbroken to say that they would not encourage young people to go in under this regime. I mean, they still have CRT in there, even though they're trying to say that it's not there. They still have CRT in there, which is... I mean, the division is destroying military readiness, isn't it?
Yeah, transgender stuff, crap, and all of that. Men pretending they're women. They said that the women in the barracks and the showers had to accept transgenders into the shower with them. I mean, this is so sick, Audrey. And generals and admirals that are standing up and protecting this injustice.
They won't. They won't.
It's terrible.
Yeah, they won't.
It's terrible.
Aside from a regime change or a new president, an actual election where the people are actually heard, what else can be done? Nothing else? Because can we? I don't.
Well, we're gonna do an exposure here shortly on Obama. We're gonna prove that Obama's running everything. That he's the puppet master for Biden with Susan Rice controlling the strings there in the executive office building. She just got a new position as well, named equity chief, diversity chief, and so on. But we're going to expose Obama, who caused much of this when he came into office. And as one article said yesterday, the two worst presidents we've ever had in this country are Obama and Biden. But Obama is also a puppet of the globalists, the elitists, the George Soros, Gates, all those guys that meet in Davos. They're the ones controlling everything with their money and the payoffs that are coming. Now, two of the individuals that don't buy off on this global elitism, guess who? Putin and Xi Jinping.
Yeah, you're right.
They're not dumb. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
But here you have the leaders of Europe, the United States, are all buying into this globalist, elitist, one world government crap.
And sadly, that alliance between the CCP and, you know, China and Russia, that is going to be, I mean, that is like our worst nightmare, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. We've chastised the Russians so much since 2016, basically, in the Trump thing. And Putin, as I understand it, he just got ticked off at the West for always pummeling them. And the Ukraine situation would have never occurred if Putin met with Trump, if Trump was still there. Yeah. So they formed a new alliance. It's called the Eastern Alliance. And that's made up of Russia, China, North Korea, Iran.
Oh,
and
they
even have Saudi Arabia aligning with Iran now, for example.
You're kidding.
In the commercial area. So there's a whole new alliance going on in the world with the dismantling and the ineffectiveness of, say, NATO.
This is unbelievable. This is a nightmare scenario for us, and they're playing it like there's really nothing going on when you're seeing it, and those like you are seeing what's actually going on. That's an incredible danger to the American people, isn't it?
That's right. Well, we put that on in our Saturday newsletter. Everybody sign up for our newsletter. We have all of this information we've gathered, intelligence briefings, and so on. They go to standupamericaus.org. Sign up for the newsletter. All the documents are there where we post everything on the operations we're conducting. Please make a donation. Help us out. We're doing great things. And we're helping to get these detainees released from the D.C. gulag. So standupamericaus.org.
Excellent. And they can also purchase your books there as well, right? The newest is America's Endgame for the 21st Century. Right. Reality Prism and The Mindless War. All can be gotten through at Stand Up America. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And
or
as always,
on Amazon, either one.
Yes, either one. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show pages. Go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much again, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us and for keeping us awake and alert to what's actually going on. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you.
Thank you, Roger.
May God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.